Welcome back to the Legacy Mindset Podcast. I'm Brad Harris, your host. Great, great to be with you here today. Just got back from California, and I'm excited to be on here with you. We had our big big honors there in Los Angeles, California, at LA Live. It's kind of our awards week, with the awards being given out to everyone. We had 95 countries there. It was an amazing, amazing week. And just hanging around leadership. And you know, if you've been around me, I love leadership. As we always say, right? Everything rises and falls on leadership. Excited about what I'm going to talk about today. And this is actually something I've been kind of talking quite a bit about lately. And actually, I trained on it there in Los Angeles. And I thought I'd dig a little bit deeper in it and kind of dig in deeper into the subject that I talked about there. So my title of my podcast today is, Can Character Build Winning Teams? I want you to write that down. Can character build winning teams? If you look at many, if you talk to coaches, or if you follow college basketball, it's March Madness right now. It's March 20th. It's March Madness. It's, you know, we're heading to the Sweet 16 in that. And when you look at these teams, especially when you get into March and you get into tournaments, we just got back from got done with the Super Bowl here in February, and you saw two teams finally get to the end. What you see is a lot of those teams, they're built on character. And I want to talk about that. I've been studying a lot about this. I actually do this program. It's called Can Character Build Winning Teams? Okay. And it's just such a powerful, powerful subject as you dug in. You know, most people, when they look at this subject, they think, okay, you know, it's like, you know, talent, that's what I'm looking for is talent, and talent builds winning teams. If you don't have talent, you can't win. And that's true. But can you take all talent being equal across the board? What is going to be the competitive advantage to that person? And I guarantee you, it'll be character. You know, when you look at people when they build a business, and I just want to talk to you about this, this is so good stuff. When they want to build a business, the first thing you do is you sit down with someone, you say, okay, what's your goals? And they write down their goals, and you write down their goals, and they tell you what they want. It could be they want to make, if it's a money goal, right? I want to make $3,000 a month. I want to make $4,000 a month. I want to make $10,000 a month. They may have a goal, a weight loss goal in my business. I want to lose 25 pounds. I want to lose 30 pounds. I want to lose 35 pounds. That's a goal mindset. Okay. And they have this goal. And then you go over with them, which is the most important part of the procedure, is the process. So you go with the process, and this is what you need to do. This is your game plan. This is your DMO, a daily mode of operation. This is how you get that goal. And we go over the process, which is the most important thing in the whole segment. You can set a goal, but don't have a process, you're probably not going to get to the goal. But here's what I find holds everything up. If you had a pyramid, right? And the top of it would be goal. The second level would be the process. And the base would be character. See, character drives the process. A lot of you go, Mike Krzyzewski from Duke is an incredible, credible coach. And he talked about that. Character. Okay. Character drives the process. You know, Bill Belichick, who coached, you know, so many winning Super Bowls with Tom Brady, had an incredible goal, Super Bowl, right? Had an incredible process. He had such a system with Tom Brady. But when you ask Bill Belichick, what was his goals? Okay, after the Super Bowl, and they're getting ready for the next season, they're like, what's your goals? And here's what he said his goal was. He just wanted to make sure that we had a great practice today. And so that takes character to pull something like that off. In other words, that just takes discipline. That's a character trait. And I'm going to cover all this thing for you. So let's kind of like define. I want to define right here. What's a definition? If you had to write now, write down. Okay. What is a definition of the word goal? What would you say the definition is? Just think about that a second. What would you how would you define goal, the definition of goal? Well, here's a definition I want you guys to write down. I want you to write this down too. If you got a chance, get your pen out. I want you to write down. We're going to do a lot of writing here. So stay with me on this. This is going to be great, great, great stuff. The definition of goal is the result to which effort is aimed. I'm going to say that again. It's the result to which effort is aimed. See, when you're focusing on just goal, then what you're focusing on is the result, right? 3,000 a month, 25 pounds lost. Okay, but here's the thing about results. A lot of times they're out of your control. Now, if you're losing weight, it'd be your control. But sometimes, let's say you're building a team. You're building a winning team. A lot of times the result is out of your control. So when you focus on the effort is aimed, remember the result to which effort is aimed? That's the definition of goal. Now, when you focus on effort is aimed, when you're focusing on the process, then you can control that. You understand that? You can always control the process. You can't necessarily, like, you control you have a good practice today, but you can't control that you win the Super Bowl. There takes a lot of factors in that, but a lot of them are outside of your control. You understand? See, championship coaches, they focus less on the results and more on the process. That's when we talked about so many people or goal mindset instead of growth mindset. See, you're only, if you could just focus on the process, growing, getting better every single day, the process. See, but what coaches realize is that character is what drives the process. I want you to write that down. Character is what drives this process. So in other words, focusing, the coaches talk about less on results and more on the process. And then they say, but they realize that character is what drives this process, which drives results. So one of the biggest thing that people never do is work on character. They never have a character. You know, we have an IQ test, or, you know, we have an emotional intelligence test. It's like, how about a character test? You know, and a lot of times when you go to the NFL combine, they've learned, they call it, I think it's the Wonderlink test or whatever. I forget that. I may be wrong on that. It has wonder in it. But they're really trying to divide the character of this person. And a lot of times people didn't get drafted, number one or number two, and they drop down in the draft because why? Of this character test. Can you measure character? Imagine if a team was you were paid on how good your character of your team. Sometimes you see these teams and all these guys are in jail, they're committing crimes or committing sex offenses, and they're driving intoxicated and they're killing people. You see these on these teams. That's character problems on that team. Do you understand? That destroys the process and destroys the result. So if character is what drives the process, which we know drives the results, then why wouldn't we work more on character? How many times, if you have a team, it could be in real estate, it could be in your business, it could be, how many times do you sit down and coach people on character? The people's like, well, Brad, I don't know how to coach people on character. Well, that's what I'm going to cover here. How do you coach people on character? When you talk to the top basketball coaches across the country, whether it's Bill Self from Kansas, Coach K, I just mentioned, right? Mark Few, which is Gonzaga coach, Tom Izzo, which is Michigan's coach, Jay Wright, which is Villanova coach. They all talk about this. Character, process, results. So I want you to write that down. Character builds process, which builds results. If you're just goal-driven, goal mindset, and you're not character mindset or growth mindset, that's called personal development, then we have a problem. There's a breakdown. How many times have you got somebody, guys, think about this, and you got somebody and you set the plan down, they got the goal, they go, hey, listen, I want to make $5,000 a month, I want to make $6,000 a month. In our business, we have different teams, right? We have get team, mill team, pres team. Those are just teams, right? And higher up, I want to get to the president's team. You set the process down. You lay it all down perfectly. You may have a 10-step program, 3-step, whatever it is, you lay it all out perfectly. And they don't do it. So you go over the process again, and you go down and you got a detail and you go over and over and over and over it. And you know they got the process down, but they don't do it. Why? Write this down in your notes. It's a character problem. They have a character problem. And if you just keep going over the process, okay, or just keep in saying, well, let's talk about our goals again. Let's have a dream board and let's have all our goals up there, which, by the way, very important. Don't get me wrong. Goals are so important because goals get you in a direction. It's so important. But once you set the goal and once you set the process, why don't they go for this? Is because of the character. It's every time almost. Anytime you have a problem, usually you can tie it to a character trait. You can tie it to this character trait. See, human beings drive the process. Understand that. Process equals results, equals goals. So character is who you are as a performance. I'm sorry. Character is who you are as a person. So, so very important. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go over this character chart with you, okay? I want you to get your notes down. Like I said, you're going to have to write a little bit on this, okay? And so, and I'm going to cover with you. And this is a character checklist, okay? It's a character checklist that I go over. And I'm going to go two sides. What makes up character is what we've figured out, there's two sides of character. There's the performance side of your character. So I want you to make line in the middle of your page. I want you to write down on the heading of the one, performance. On the other side of the thing, I want you to write down relationship, okay, relational or / moral. So there's two sides of someone's character. They have the performance side and then they have the relationship side, the moral side. And when you coach someone, you want to look at both of those sides. And so I'm going to give you the performance sides and I'm going to give you some definitions of these and I want you to write them down. Okay. Real important that you write down the definition because you have to be on the same page. If you're trying to coach someone in the character trait and you're thinking this character trait, okay. When I say character trait, I want to substitute that. I want you to write down character skills. People write down character traits all the time. And I catch myself saying it all the time. Okay. And in this book, it talks a lot about building. Okay. What drives winning. Okay. It talks about its character skills. Kara DeWitt in her book, Growth Mindset Over Fixed Mindset. Okay. So she talks about, we call it a trait. Like we were just born with it. We can't get better at it. No, it's character skills. Write that down. Character skills. Skills you can get better. You can work at it. You can get better at these skills. So I want you to look at this. So you have this performance side and you have this relationship side. And so here's this performance side of character skills. So I want you to write these down. Hardworking. I want you to put a little box beside hardworking. We're going to make a list here. Now here's the definition of hardworking. Paying the price with effort. Very important. That's what hard work. If I said, listen, man, he's so hardworking. He pays the price with effort. Competitive, number two, competitive, striving to be your best. Positive, good and useful thinking. This is a real important one because a lot of times it's like, oh, I'm looking for positive people. It's like, well, you don't want people who are positive. If you ever listened to my podcast on neutral, right? It's not your negative. You're not positive. You're just neutral. In other words, you have good and useful thinking. That's what positive means. So if you're coaching with someone and you're saying they're thinking something, you go, is that good and positive thinking? In other words, is that good and useful thinking? Is that going to serve you? And if not, let's ditch it. Doesn't mean you have to be, oh, I'm so excited. I lost every game this year. No. But if I'm like, oh man, I'm so depressed. I'm so, is that good? And useful thinking, powerful, right? Focused, eliminating distractions. This is so important. So many people don't know how to be focused. You know how you be focused? You eliminate distractions. So if a person has a focus problem, and when they have this character and they just check off, you start finding what distractions, in other words, can we eliminate? What things can we eliminate in their life so they can be laser focused? What a powerful character skill if you can have focus. Accountable, taking responsibility for your actions. That's what accountability is. And so it's like, man, this is like huge on mine. I look for people who are accountable, take responsibility. They always have problems. They always think that somebody else is a problem, which, yeah, I'll give you 50%, but you got to have 51%. Maybe that one to give them 49. That way you can deal with it. Take responsibility for your actions. Take responsibility for something you did and something later on happened. See, that's something you want to work on with someone. Courageous. Okay. See, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is number 6. Okay. Trait, courageous. Okay. And so now we got courageous, which is operating outside of your comfort zone. That's what courageous is. You're looking for someone who has a character skill of operating outside of their thing. And if they're not, you got to work on that. You got to force that. When I say force it, okay, you got to develop that. Courageous. I'm telling you, find so many people who are not courageous. They don't, you know, I was always taught you don't need brains, you need guts. It's like, so many people have too many brains. I always say, smarter you are, slower you will go. Number 7, resilient. Resilient. Bouncing back from setbacks. Huge in the character trait, in the process. If I have a process, you got to go talk to 10 people a day about the products or 10 people a day about the business. And they go out and talk to 2 people and they say no, and then they quit. And they don't do the process no more because they don't have no resilient in them. We got to talk about, we got to coach them. We got to have personal development on resilience. There's a great book, Relentless. Okay. It's a great book for you guys to get, right? Confident. Number 8. This is huge. I'm telling you guys, some of your biggest problems, people don't have confidence. And here's what confidence is. Write this down in your notes. Self-trusting. Self-trusting. So huge. They really don't trust themselves. You know, we do a lot of recruiting in our business. Find some people not recruiting. Number one problem is confidence. They have no confidence. Okay. They don't have it. Okay. And so, and it's like, when you look at them, you're like, why are these having, you know, these problems? And you look at it, it's a confidence problem. They don't believe in themselves. Now, by the way, how do you coach somebody? He's like, well, how do I coach confidence, Brad? How do you coach your little child confidence? If let's say he's scared. I remember my son, okay, and he wanted to play baseball and he's kind of scared of the ball. So I put him in front of the ball and we would throw it. And he saw it didn't hit him. And we throw it some more. And we saw it. And every once in a while, I threw it one time, let it hit him a little bit, didn't kill him. Okay. So then he started building confidence. Then he would hit it. Then he would hit it. Then he would hit it. Confidence. How could you put people in situations where they could get confidence and you build their confidence? They have no confidence. It's a character trait. If they don't have it, I'm telling you, gang, no process, no results. You can teach them the process all day long. They don't believe in themselves. I always tell people, I can get people to believe in my business. I can get people to believe, you know, in our product. I can get people to believe, okay, in me. But you know what the hardest thing to get people to believe in? Themselves. They just don't believe in themselves. It's a huge thing. If they rank low on this. Okay. Number 9, enthusiastic. Expressing enjoyment. They're just not excited. No energy. Now, I'm not telling you, I got it. Some of you guys on here, you're crazy energy, right? And some people say, well, I'm just not like them. No, you just got to show energy. 2 levels up, 3 levels up. You got to show excitement about life. It's a huge character skill that you have to develop. Number 10, discipline. Discipline. This is like huge. It ranks high on my list. Self-regulating. I say it's ability to give yourself a command and go do it. Kind of ties. It's a cousin of, you know, it's, you know, write this down. Discipline is a cousin of pressure. Or I should say, let's just say your confidence is a cousin of pressure. Discipline, confidence, courageous, they kind of live in the same neighborhood. See, pressure comes. And then do you have the ability to step up? So many people, you don't see these character traits until pressure is put on them. And they're like, whoa. When pressure is put on them, they don't have no discipline. They can't, they all of a sudden spouts out and they cuss someone out. They don't have the discipline to control themselves. Okay. Or they don't have no confidence when pressure comes on. How many players in baseball, please don't hit the ball to me, or in basketball, don't throw me the basketball. I don't want it in the game situation. Michael Jordan wanted the ball. Give me the ball. Patrick Mahomes, who's our quarterback of the Chiefs, give me the ball. I got this. Pressure is a cousin to a lot of these. Do you understand? You won't know somebody's character until pressure. I tell my guys all the time, you don't know a person in your business until about a year. Because that's when a few pressures, they could get going in momentum, okay, and things are going great. And then when it's not, pressure. Then they crack. They don't have resilience. See, pressure is a cousin of resilience. If you don't have this, this is so important. This is what you look for in a person. I love when somebody gets knocked down. I want to see if they get back up. You hear me say it all the time. If you have an orange and you squeeze it, you better get orange juice out of it. And if I squeeze an orange, all pretty looking orange, but I get motor oil out of it, I don't have an orange. And you only know an orange until you squeeze it. I want people to be squeezed. That's when you see greatness. It's just so important. Sorry, I kind of lived on there a little bit. Number 11 is motivated. Okay, having a strong purpose. This is so, so, so important, a strong purpose. Okay, if you don't have a strong purpose, sometimes you hear people call it a why, but you have to have this purpose in life. When people find their purpose in life. And I never forget when I read the book with John Maxwell, is my purpose in life is to grow to my maximum potential and to sow seeds of greatness in others. That keeps me in the game forever. Do you understand? It keeps me in growth mindset forever. Because why? I got to grow to my maximum potential and I'm not even close yet. I'm 1,000 books away, 10,000 books away. I'm 10,000 podcasts away. I'm 10,000 meetings away. I'm 10,000 away. I'm even going close to who I can be. It drives me in my business. And then I'm going to go sow seeds of greatness in others. Oh, it gets me juiced. That's why I do this podcast. Number 12, creativity. Creative. You're like, oh, Brad, I'm not creative. Okay. All creative is, guys, is out of the box thinking. You don't have to be, I can't draw a person. My person looks like a stick. But I can think out of the box. When I started nutrition clubs, I was thinking out of the box. Anything I've ever done in my life. I'm starting doing this crazy stuff, right? Corbin, my grandson's got me doing these cold showers, and now I'm going to get this cold plunge thing, and now I'm going to go sit in cold for, 4 or 5 minutes. I already ordered it. And so it's like, that's out of the box thinking for my health. I got to go. I got to get better. I'm 60. I got to get better. What's your out of the box thinking? See, that's what you're looking for in the character trait of someone. See, if they don't have this character trait, the process stops. And you're like, I don't understand why they stopped. Because they're not creative. They got stuck in goal mindset. What happens? You show me anybody who hit their goal. You show me anybody who hit their goal. I'll show you somebody who's plateaued out. They're plateaued. You show me somebody had a goal of losing 25 pounds and they said, I can't lose more weight, Brad. Because you plateaued, you hit your goal. What goal makes you stop? I made it. Unbelievable. You've also shown me in our business, hits the president's team. And that was their goal. Not growth mindset. They were goal mindset. They stop. Number 13, curious. Desire to learn or understand. That's one of my highest character skills. so curious. I want to learn. I want to understand. Show me somebody like that. See, these are character skills. These are all character stuff. Has nothing to do with the process, has nothing to do with the goal. If they don't possess these things and start developing, and you start getting them and working on these, they don't do the process always. Now, you find somebody who walks in my business with character, ooh, they go fly because the process is already set up. The goal's easy to set. They fly. They fly because they walked in with character. Now, that's the performance side, which is incredible. Now I'm going to go with you over the relationship side. Now I know a lot of guys who've mastered this performance side, hardworking, competitive, positive, focused, accountable, courageous, resilient, confident, enthusiastic, disciplined, motivated, creative, and curious. But I'm telling you, you get to relationship side and they just, ow. Yeah. The relationship side, the moral side of their character. You've seen so many top athletes who crumble because of their relationship and moral skills. It could be, I've seen marriages. They work hard. They got a house. They got two cars. Unbelievable. Took them on 5 vacations. And they destroy it with dishonesty in their marriage. Cheating on their wife, cheating on their husbands. Let's talk about relational. Number one, unselfish. Putting the team first, putting your wife first, putting people first. Now, don't get me wrong. I've done podcasts on you got to take care of yourself. You can't take care of yourself. You can't take care of your mate, right? But I'm telling you, when you work this performance side and you took care of yourself, you got to be relational, unselfish. Sometimes you got to take one for the team. They don't have this character trait. I'm telling you, this character skill. I keep saying traits, right? Number two, honest. Telling the truth. You're like, well, Brad, that's... No, I'm telling you. I've seen so many people destroy businesses, destroy marriages, destroy families, destroy the church because of what? They can't tell the truth. It's a character skill they need to work on. They almost think telling a lie is okay every once in a while. It's okay to be dishonest, Brad. Number three, respectful. Showing consideration. Oh, they get to the top and they just, like, they'll say, watch someone, how they treat the waitress, right? That'll show you your character. They treat them like trash. It destroys. Number four, appreciative. Recognize the good in something or something, someone or something. Recognizing the good in someone or something. They can't recognize other people. They always talk about themselves. Somebody starts saying, hey, Joe, this is, I'm good at it too. They can't help it. I'm telling you, this will destroy process, destroy your goals. Humble. They can't distribute credit. They can't distribute. They always take responsibility. You ever had someone who like you did all the work and they take all the credit? It's huge. Humble. When you have somebody that comes in your business and they got some of these traits or some of these skills, I keep saying traits. Patient, tolerating delay or struggle. Oh man, I'll talk about struggle here in a little bit. Patience. Show me someone who's impatient, right? What is Ill saying? God, I prayed to God for patience. He gave me kids. Oh, you got to be able to tolerate delay or struggle. When I came back from honors, called honors, that's where I was in California or awards thing. And I rode with this guy, had driver took me to the airport, and the guy must have honked his horn 422 times on the way there. It's like he had no patience. I mean, he had none. It's made me nervous. Okay, that was number seven, right? Or okay, that was number six. Number seven is loyal. Okay, loyal. Showing allegiance. Oh, it's a huge one, right? Can they be loyal? Now, I never say loyalty needs to be at the top, because sometimes you can't be loyal to someone who's cheating and you have to turn them in, or because that's part of the relationship moral skills that you're looking for in character. Man, they got to have, it's got to be in the top five. Number eight, trustworthy, being reliable. They got to be trustworthy. See, they don't have these, the process, that's why you have a problem with the process. You're like, I just don't know what's wrong with this person, Brad. Okay, he's real talented, okay? And maybe he's done all the performance side. He's kicking it. And he keeps destroying his business. He builds it and lose it, builds it and lose it. Recruits people and lose them. Because he can't handle the relationship side. Look at your team, your high performers. I'm telling you, they have problems with this. The relationship side is what you got to work on. They've got all that left side, that performance side. They're kicking it. Okay, but they don't have the relationship side, which is the most important. Remember, hard work will get you to the top. Performance will get you to the top. But what? Relationship and morals will keep you there. It's so important. Say it all the time, right? There's been so many books written on how to be successful. Very few books on how to keep success. And how do you keep success is character. Okay, number nine, trust willing, relying on others. Are you a one-man show? Can't trust no one because you don't have no trust in you either. It's like, if you can't rely on others, it's one of my greatest skills. Like, damn, my wife, she's unbelievable at things. I rely on her so much. I'm just like, and I give her credit for it, and I'm humble for it. And it's like, not to have that ability. It doesn't attack my manhood. It doesn't hurt my ego. Trust willing. Can you rely on others? Encouraging is number 10. Okay. Giving confidence and support. Oh, just think in our business, and you know, I do Herbalife, and I think we do a great job in that. And what I just got back from, which was our awards banquet, and wow, the encouragement that's given there, I'm telling you, encouraging word. If you had that ability, encourager, it's in the Bible. If you're an encourager, what a gift that God has given you. What a gift. Some of you got to work on this. And when you see this as a problem, number 11, socially aware. Understanding signals sent and received. This is so important. Some people cannot get a signal, right? They can't take a hint, we say sometimes. They walk in, they're socially awkward. They use sarcastic humor. It's a character problem. They ruin relationships over this. And they work so hard to build it because the performance side was unbelievable. They had the process down. And they destroyed it with their more moral and relationship skills. Caring. Number 12, caring. Investing in the person. Do you care? Do you really care? You see so many people who really don't care. They care about themselves and that's it. And I'm telling you, if they don't have possessed this character skill, they're going to lose people. They're going to lose marriages. They're going to lose kids. They're going to lose everything in their life as they build it and they build it and they build it and they lose it. And they can't understand why. It's because of this character skill they lack. Number 13, empathetic. Sharing the feelings of others. Empathy is huge. It's huge. Well, spend a little bit of time on this. Because I think empathy is huge. Something that I've had to work on. And in Chris Voss' book, Never Split the Difference, fantastic book, by the way. I constantly read and reread that. But he talks about tactical empathy in there. And empathy is a huge thing because empathy is people's like caring for other people's feelings or when they're dealing with people, dealing with problems with people, they don't have empathy with them. And they have them empty with them because they don't agree with them. So if they're doing something wrong, it's like, Brad, I can't agree with them. So I just told, I tell them like it is. I tell them what I think, which is, you know, a good trait if you have huge, huge, huge influence on there and that person's wanting to be coached. But if he's not wanting to be coached at a high level, you got to use tactical empathy. You can't just slam them. Well, I just told him I told him like it is, Brad. I got you did. I got it was truth. I got you were being honest, which is a high skill at the top, right? But see, empathy with people that you don't have that kind of relationship with, you got to use tactical empathy. And he talks about in this book, like he does with hostages. They have no relationship. And they got to get this hostage to release the prisoner. The hostages. You got to use tactical empathy. And tactical empathy, write this down, is understanding. You have to understand. So understanding, you could probably put number 14A or 13A, as understand. You have to understand people. So here's, let me give you an example. Somebody tells you something. You see, because here's what we think in our mind. We think understanding means agreeing. Those are two different words. Write that down. They're not. Understanding means I understand. That's empathy. Someone says, hey, listen, I can't come to training this weekend. My husband's being hard on me. He won't let me go, or my wife won't let me go, or my kids have a soccer game. Okay, I understand. I understand exactly how you're feeling. We used to say in our business, feel, felt, found. I know exactly how you're feeling. I felt the same way. But here's what I found out. Once they know you understand, once you can understand, not agree with them, because you may say, well, they need to be at this training. Okay, you agree with it. And you say, if you understand, you're agreeing. No, you're just understanding. Once they know, because how many people say this about you? May say this about you. If you have this problem, they'll say, oh, Brad just don't understand me. Mary just doesn't understand me. I have kids, they don't. See, if you just tell people, man, I understand. Kids, two kids, all kinds of things going on. You couldn't get on the call. I'm with you. I understand you. But I'm telling you, Mary. I'm telling you. It'd be unbelievable if you can. If you could just make it happen. Got it. I got what you're going through. I'm understanding. See the difference between tactical empathy? Research that. Type in Chris Voss tactical empathy. It's a clinic. I use it so much, guys. It's probably the most thing I use in my business. And it's one of why I'm so relationally successful with people. I have the ability to understand. I understand. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. That's principle number one. It's so critical. Very, very, very important. Okay. So we went over all these things. So what you want to do is you wrote those all down. You got 13 on one side, you got 13 on the other side. I'm coaching someone. What you want them to do, guys, is you want them to rate themselves a 1 to a 10. And they write in. Okay, they write in there what they feel. Okay, they're good. It's like, well, never or always. I never do that, or sometimes I do that, or oils I do. Actually, you could do 1 through 4. Never, always, sometimes. Okay, and you could rate them like that. What do they need? Are they weak on that? I do it sometimes, Brad. 1 to 10, get them, and then start questioning them. You kind of see in that where they fall in that kind in that coaching and making that. Okay, and here's what it is. 0 would be never, 1 would be rarely, 2 would be occasionally, 3 would be most of the time, or 4 would be all the time. That's how you would rate them. Okay? That way they kind of know. And they want to get really good at this. They want 3s and 4s on all these. They want most of the time and all the time. So you have them maybe pick 3 from one side, the performance side, pick 3 from the relationship side, their top 3 they need to work on. And that's what you start working on with them, along with the process, along with make sure they have the goals. That's what you work on. You see, it's like, it's just, I love to invest in character. It drives the results, gang. It drives the results. I want you to think of your third grade teacher right now, okay, or your fourth grade teacher, or any teacher you had when you was growing up. I want you to think of the teacher that influenced you most, that had the biggest impact on you. I want you to think about that. I want to just say the 5 seconds here, okay? Just think, what teacher did I have that made a huge impact? Maybe it was a coach. Okay, maybe it was a parent from another friend of yours. Had the most impact on you. I want you to write down why they had that impact. Write it down right now. I'm going to give you like 5 seconds here to kind of write it down. What are you writing down? You know, they did this with the whole basketball team, the whole baseball team. And here's what they read. They wrote down like their third grade teacher, right? They made learning fun. That's what they said. They challenged me. They were supportive or helpful to me. They got to know me. These are all character skills that this teacher possessed or this coach possessed. No talent skill. Do you understand? See, they remember what the person was, not any stats. It's person over player. It's person over distributor. It's person. It's so important. That's what people remember. You know, I'll tell the story of Patrick Mahomes, quarterback from the Kansas City Chiefs. Like I said, I'm a huge Chiefs fan. You guys probably already know, but in the Super Bowl, in the NFL film, sometimes they mic them up, right? And you can kind of like, they get the, you can hear them talk, you know, during the game. And we had this touchdown. If you watch the game, you can remember the touchdown to Sky Moore. He was wide open. Sky Moore, he was a rookie on the Kansas City Chiefs his first year, and he hadn't scored a touchdown all year. And he scores a touchdown in his Super Bowl. This is huge for this kid. And he's going crazy. Touchdown, he's spiking the ball, and they're doing their little dance and all this stuff. And you hear Patrick running over. He's like, ref, 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 because the ref went over and got the ball because it got spiked. And he's like, ref, ref, I need the ball. I need the ball. I need the ball. It's like, and he chases this ref around and gets the ball from him. He goes, I need it. I need it. This is Sky's ball. See, Patrick knew in his head, this is a ball that he will want to keep the rest of his life. And Patrick gets it, finally gets it. I mean, here he just scores a touchdown, which puts him ahead in the Super Bowl. And he's worried about Sky Moore getting his ball. And he takes it home. He runs over, gets to the trainer. He said, put this away. This is Sky Moore. He'll want it later. And then he runs over to Sky. He says, Sky, I got you taken care of on the sideline. I got you taken care of. I got your ball. And Sky goes, oh, I forgot. No, he said, I got your back. Now, how do you think Sky Moore felt about Patrick Mahomes right now? He's not in all of his great arm. He's not in all that he has two MVPs. He's not in all that Patrick has two. He's not in all any of that stuff. He's in awe of who he is, his character. You know, forever remember, if you fast forward 50 years from now, when Sky Moore is 74 years old, okay, and he's going to say, I remember Patrick Mahomes got me that ball. Character. Person over player. See, it's huge. It's huge. It's huge. See, Herbalife is not who I am. It's what I do. See, I can't attach my identity to my results. I can attach my identity to who I am, and that's character. You know, here's a great exercise as we kind of close out. You can do with your guys, right? I want you to imagine, as you've checked off these character traits, you've done this work now. You've done those 13, one side 13. You've checked them off. I don't want you to imagine it's the end of the year banquet or awards, and they're bringing you up to give you an award. Maybe it's a lifetime achievement award. I don't want you to imagine that person when they brought you up, what they're going to say about you. Here's something. I want you to imagine this. Hey, I want to bring up Brad Harris. I'm going to give you an example for me. I want you to bring up Brad Harris. He's one of the most positive
Character trait.
People I know. He always brings his best and is the most hardworking, character trait, and focused person I've ever known in our business. Hardworking and focused, character traits. He doesn't need anyone to motivate him, character trait, because he's one of the most disciplined guys I know. Disciplined, character trait. Brad is very honest with us all the time, character trait. But at the same time, he's caring and respectful. I want to bring up my good friend, Brad Harris. See, guys, that's how people will bring you up. They usually talk about your grit, your discipline, your hard working, your positiveness, your loyalness, your patience, your humbleness, your confidence, your enthusiastic person, your creativity. That's what they bring you up with. Because that's how they remember you. See, how would you like your speech to be at the end of the banquet awards and they bring you up? How would you like them to bring you up? And would they say these things? Or would they have a place like, I just don't know how to bring him up? That means you have no character traits, no character skills. So guys, if I asked you what you do, what you're paid to do with your team, certainly you're to take them to the next level wherever they need to be in the marketing plan or the next level. Okay, which is the goal. Certainly that's what you're paid to do. But also you're paid to do what? Develop the people, the growth mindset. You have to do both, not just the process goal. You got to do the growth. See, developing the people or developing character will get you the goals and results for them and your goals and results. It's an incredible study when you look at this. Because we started off, right? Can character build winning teams? My answer to that is a resound yes. What is your character? What is your team's character? Do you ever spend any time talking about their character? Remember, it's legacy mindset. That's what legacy mindset is. What will people say about you? When you're long gone, they're going to talk about your character. Remember, we go from survival to success, to significance, to legacy. Have a fantastic day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.